Imagine the scene. You've probably been there. You walk into an elevator. You're maybe looking on your phone. Or maybe you're just standing near a wall. But the idea is this. You go to lean back into the wall. You know it's there. But as you start to fall back into the wall, it's not as close as you thought it was. And you almost panic thinking, I'm going to fall all the way over. But then, last second, the wall catches you. Now, it's uncomfortable because you're farther away than you thought. And maybe you even hurt your back on the railing in the elevator. But you kept thinking, wow, I did not realize that was that far away. I got to be more careful next time I just randomly try to lean into something. But you know what? The secret to life is leaning in. And that's where we're going today. Wake the faith up, Slayer. Hope you're having a great day. I'm feeling much better. Thank you very much. Hey, I had a great compliment yesterday. I was at a conference and someone introduced me to some of their friends saying, hey, this is Garth Heckman of the David Alliance podcast. And he's like the Joe Rogan for Christian podcasts. I was like, whoa. Settle down there, Skippy. Those are some pretty big compliments, but I do appreciate the compliment. I appreciate all of you who are listening. I don't know what happened, but when I took this last week and a half off because of being sick, you know, it was radio silence, and now I'm back on, and all of a sudden I picked up a bunch of new listeners, which is great. Thank you for listening, however you found me or why all of a sudden now after the break. But we're back on. Hey, reach out to me at tdagiantslayer@gmail.com. And if you need a website, check out websticks.com. If you need supplements, check out wellbuiltsupplements.com. Use the code WellBuiltTDA to get 15% off. And let's be honest. Friday, October 29th is the Disciple Concert in Madison, Wisconsin at City Church. Tickets are $10, $15, and $25. And I would be there except the very next day, October 30th, Saturday, from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. is the Clueless Couples and COVID Conference. Look, if you're married, divorced, single, engaged, want to get engaged, want to get married, you dating, whatever, and you want to learn more about what it's like to have a successful, amazing relationship, you need to come. It's free. You need to come. We've got some great speakers. You need to come. In fact, guys, do something for your significant other. Blow them away. Show them how much you care by getting them there. And again, I think the highlight is at the end. We're going to have a Q&A time with some of the panel speakers. It's going to be a great time. I guarantee it. You will not be disappointed. My conferences that I put on with the David Alliance are not like the other conferences. If you've come, you've known that. If you're a man, especially going to a couples conference, it's intimidating. You can feel like, man, all they're going to do is tell me how much I suck. You will not feel that way when you come to this conference. I guarantee it. We're actually going to tell the women how much they suck and how all of our problems are their fault. I'm kidding. My wife's going to hear this and I'm going to be sleeping on the couch, but no, it's going to be great. Make sure you check it out. Now today, hey, by the way, just on a side note, I got the coolest little gun the other day, 22 on an AR format, with a regular 33-round AR mag that takes 22s, it is just a humdinger of a gun to shoot. It's just a blast. And it was put together by a friend of mine, and man, it's just a blast. I actually forget now what kind it is, but I'll figure it out and let you guys know. But anyway, there's my cool story for the day. So lean into it. That's the secret to life. It's simple. Lean in. Let's talk about women or your wife. When you're listening, lean in. When she's talking, look at her and lean in. When you're sitting next to her in a public place, lean into her. When you're walking with her in the presence of people you don't know and it might be unsafe, lean into her. Always let a woman know your presence is there for support or encouragement simply by leaning in. Doesn't take a lot. Look, when you're out on the range shooting, I can't tell you how many times when I'm teaching people how to shoot, you have to continually tell them, lean into it. Take the weight of your body and push it into the grip of the gun and lean into it. People start to pull the trigger and they start leaning back, almost like they're trying to shoot up in the air over the target. I will push them into the gun. I'll say, lean into it. You got better control, better accuracy, better breathing. Your heart rate slows down simply by leaning into it. See what great advice this is for life? Hey, when you're fighting, specifically self-defense, street fighting, it seems counterintuitive, but you want to get as close to that person as you can. You want to lean into them. Look for pressure points and body control. You do not want to lean back. Your balance is off, and you're less likely to actually connect with striking. Now, if they have a knife, then you obviously have to hollow out until you can move in and secure the arm holding the knife. And then you want to get nice and close to take that knife away. If they have a gun and they're within a few feet, it's as best as possible to get even closer to them. And you will have to lean in to take the gun. Now, the gun's going to go off. You just have to know that. But you're more safe leaning in and taking the gun away from them than trying to grab the gun and lean away from them. If you're getting in a fight, lean in. You want to intimidate somebody, and hopefully you don't, unless they're a bully or they're coming at your family. In conversation, you just simply lean in while they're talking. And in fact, the more they try to intimidate you and yell and snort and stomp and whatever, you just calmly lean in with your body. A little at a time. If you're negotiating and you're sitting across the table, I know in the movies they make it look like you want to sit back in the chair, lean back like you really don't care. Not the truth at all. In negotiation, you simply are quiet. You lean in. You don't try to look cool. You don't, try to look uninvolved. You actually lean in and look controlled. You lean in and listen. And when they try to prove a point, you simply tighten your face slightly and lean in a little more, as if, I'm going to keep listening. See, you just have to learn how to lean in. You want to have more of God's power and presence in your life? Pretty simple. Lean in. Proverbs 3:5 says, trust in the Lord with all your heart and do not lean on your own understanding. What's that inferring? Lean on God. Lean into God. Do not lean on yourself. You do not have what it takes. I do not have what it takes. Whether I'm talking sickness, finances, relationships, questions about work, wisdom with my kids, what to do, where to move, what job to take, I'm not going to lean on my understanding. I'm not going to lean on me. Made those mistakes. Lean into God. Lean into His voice. Strain to hear His voice. Listen. Listen, do you hear that? What happens when it says, hey, do you hear that? You stop and you turn your head and you lean into what they're trying to get you to hear. Have you ever done that throughout the day? Just stopped and leaned into God's voice? Just randomly, right now. God, I'm leaning in. What are you trying to tell me? Lean into His Word. Crack open His Bible. Begin to read. And don't just read to read. Don't read to punch a card. Don't read to say you did it. Don't read to get mental knowledge. Lean into His Word. God, what are you trying to say to me through your Word? I'm pushing in. I'm leaning in. Lean into His prayer, into His conversation with Him. Lean in. Don't just pray, God, help me with this, help me with that, help me with this. You selfish man. That's not leaning in. You're just giving Him a shopping list. Quiet. Pray to Him. Lean in. You want to get to know Him. Lean into His presence. You want to know Him more. Lean into worship. If you're at church, stop in worship and just simply lean into His presence. Actively pursue knowing Him during worship. Push into anything God might have for you. Lean in until you feel Him and only Him holding you up. That, my friend, is the secret to life. Lean in. It's Garth Heckman at the David Alliance. Thanks for rating the podcast, sharing the podcast, and until tomorrow, keep slaying giants.